So the topic of the daf, and really the topic of the last three dafin, has been the sugya of asei doicha lo isaseh. Now, why are we talking about asei doicha lo isaseh? So just to recap for the fifth time, it's because we're discussing the first halacha of the Masechta, which states that there's no mitzvah yibun b'makom erva, meaning if an erva falls the yibun, there's no mitzvah of yibun. And the Gemara brought a brisa that states the makar to this halacha. It's because it says aleh by the mitzvah of yibum, yavama yavay aleh. And it says aleh by the erva of achos isha to teach me that even b'makayim, yavama yavay aleh, still there's going to be an iser achos isha. So that if an erva falls the yibum, there is no mitzvah of yibum. And the Gemara was bothered with a very, very existential question. And that is time of the kasav rachman aleh. The only reason we're saying there's no mitzvah yibum by an erva is because I have a drasha. Halav hachi. However, had I not had a drasha, I would have thought that there is a mitzvah of yibum. Why? L'chayri yibum at the end of the day is only an asay. And the isuri arayas are all loisa asay sheyesh by karis. The in asay, daicha loisa asay sheyesh by karis. And that's the sugya trying to maybe find the makar that really asay is daicha loisa asay sheyesh by karis. And if we could do that, then we would understand why we need Allah to tell me that the asay of yibum is not daicha the loisa asay of arayas. But one thing is clear in the Gemara. This is the backdrop of the whole sugya. That if asay would be daicha loisa asay sheyesh by karis, then everything would be great. That would be beautiful. We wouldn't have Daf Dalet, Hey, Vav and Zayin, Masechtas Yevamos. It would be poshut. We would understand the price on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We would know why we need Allah to tell me that if an erva falls the Yibam, there's no mitzvahs, that there's no mitzvahs Yibam, because without a pasik, you would have said, Asei Daicha Lois Asei. You would say the Asei of Yibam is Daicha the Lois Asei of Achis Isha and all the Arayas. The problem is that Asei is Daicha Lois Asei, but it's not Daicha Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karis. But Halav Hachi, if Asei would be Daicha Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karis, it would be Pashit that the Asei of Yibam would be Daicha in Svara, the Lois Asei of the Arayas, and it would explain why we needed Drashas. In other words, it's mavur in the Gemara that just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, Asei is Doicha Lois Asei, the Asei of Yibum is also Doicha Lois Asei. It's just that Yibum by Arayas is a Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karis, and that's why the Gemara doesn't want the Asei to be Doicha, the Lois Asei. But Be'etzem, the Asei of Yibum is no different than any other Asei, and just like Aseis are all Doicha Lois Aseis, so too in Svara, the Asei of Yibum should be Doicha Lois Asei as well. Azoy is mavur, klar, from every single line in the sugya that we're learning right now. The truth is, it's even a more mafurish sugya later in the Masechta on Daf Chav. So Daf Chav is one of the daf in the Masechta Yevamos that needs an asterisk. In terms of prominence, in terms of a lot of yesoidis and lamdas in the entire Masechta Yevamos, a lot of yeshivas, when you learn Masechta Yevamos, you start that base in the morning, and second seder very often they'll start Daf Chav, because Daf Chav is very much where a lot of the lamdas in Masechta Yevamos is at. The Mishnah on Daf Chav says that there are certain times where if Yevama falls the Yibon, the halach is you have to do Chalitza, you can't do Yibon. And the Mishnah gives examples of it. One of the examples is a grusha that falls liyibum to a kohen. Meaning, this is a woman that was once divorced. Now she was married, her husband died, no children, husband has a brother. Ordinarily, there'd be a mitzvah of yibum. But in the event that the brother is a kohen, being that she's a grusha, so the halacha is there's no mitzvah of yibum. Rather, they have to do chalitza. The Gemara asks that, I don't understand. Why do you have to do chalitza? What's the problem? Why can't they do yibum? The Gemara says, what do you mean? She's a grusha. A kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. Zok the Gemara, that's true. Ordinarily, a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. But this marriage isn't an ordinary marriage. This marriage is a mitzvah sase de reis of yavama yavayala. This is a mitzvah sase of yibum. It's afraid the Gemara, let the ase of yibum be doicha, the lois nase of a grusha le kohen edit. Now, the lois asei of grusha l'kayin hedid is a regular lois asei. It's not a lois asei sheyesh by karis. Al zeh nemar asei doicha lois asei. So, Frank the Gemara, why is a grusha l'kayin hedid chayletzes v'loim asei abemes? Why don't you say the asei of yibum is doicha, the lois asei of grusha l'kayin hedid? And the Gemara says, good kasha. The teretz is, a derabonon gzeira bi'a rishoyna atu bi'a shnir. Because Chazal were afraid that although it's true that the Bi'ur Rishayna by every Yibum is a mitzvah, but the Bi'ur Shniyah is already not a mitzvah. So it's true. A Bi'ur Rishayna would be okay, because the Asay of Yibum, of the Bi'ur Rishayna, would be Doicha the Lois Asay of Grusha L'Kayinedit. The problem is that's only going to help for the Bi'ur Rishayna. It's not going to help for the Bi'ur Shniyah. Chazal were afraid that if there'd be a Bi'ur Rishayna, inevitably there would be a Bi'ur Shniyah, and therefore the Bi'ur Shniyah already you would have the lav without the asay, and it's for that reason that Allah is chaylets v'loy misabemes. But it's a mefurish gemara. It's mefurish that we say asay doicha lois asay when it comes to Yibum, just like we say asay doicha lois asay by all arayas. In fact, the gemara held that it's pashit that if a grusha falls the kohen head, it's just an example of an asay doicha lois asay by Yibum. The asay of Yibum for sure should be doicha the lois asay of grusha. Nor of us, it's just because of gzeira bi'ur rishayna ato bi'ur shniyah that's not the halacha. But ordinarily, we would say asay doicha lois asay. In other words, just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, Aseh is Doicha Lois Aseh, it's mavur in the Gemara that the Aseh of Yibum is no different, and that the Aseh of Yibum has the same exact ability and capacity to be Doicha Lois Aseh. Where do you see it? You see it in our sugyo, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and Daf Talit, and Daf Hei, and Daf Vav, and Daf Zayin, and Masechtas Yevamos. Because the Gemara is struggling to understand why we need Allah to tell me that the Aseh of Yibum is not Doicha the Isuri Arayis, but it's only because the Aseh of Yibum is an asay, and the Isur Arayis is a lois asay sheyesh by karis. The in asay doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis. But if it would be an ordinary lois asay, or if asay would be doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis, then the Gemara would understand why you need Allah. So you see that there's a tchiyah when it comes to the asay of Yibum, and it's even more mefurish on Daf Chaf, because on Daf Chaf you see clearly the Gemara says chay v'ilav and chay letzis v'loy misyabem. It's right. The Gemara why say asay doicha lois asay, and the Gemara to come on to a derabbanon of gzeira bi rishayna at to be a shniyah. But without the gzeira of Chazal, you would say asay doicha lois. Asay. Why? Because asay of Yibum is an asay. And asay always has the ability to be doicha lois asay. So why are we making such a big deal about this? Like, why would you think otherwise? Go through all the sugis and shas. Asay is always doicha lois asay. The asay at tzitzis is doicha the lois asay of shatan is. And in our sugya, we were talking about the asay of Mila being doicha, and the asay of Pesach being doicha, and the asay of Tamid being doicha, and the asay of Ishimai Vav of Tiro being doicha, and the asay of Asuli Mikdash Fishachanti Besaycham being doicha, and the asay of Ahumas that Bezdin has a mitzvah to administer Misas Bezdin. All these different asays are doicha. So why is it such a big deal? Why are we making such a fuss about the fact that the asay of Yibum you see from the sugyas has the ability to be doicha lois asay? So the truth is, it's a very, very big kiddush, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. That is, there's a gemara that is a gemara that we've talked about many times, Be'ezus Hashem, over the years. It's a gemara that combines and fuses lumdis and machshava. It's an absolute classic. It's a gemara in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis and Masechtas Yuma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gedoyle tshuva shedoycha es lois asay shebetayr." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tshuva is such a gevaldige mitzvah that tshuva is doycha lois asay shebetayr." How do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, "Leimar hein yishalach ishes ishtoy v'holcha meitay v'hoysa lishacha." If a man would divorce his wife and then his wife would go and marry somebody else, hayoshov eleha oid. Can this man go ahead and remarry this woman? So a man divorces his wife. His wife goes. She's single now. She marries somebody else. Then her second husband divorces her or dies. Can the original husband go and remarry her? Of course not. That would be the worst thing you can do. It's alive in the Torah. It's machse grushasai. Yet, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'at zonis reyim rabin. Klal Yisrael, you were mezana. You sinned. And I divorced you. And you went ahead and you found other gods. And you found other taifas. And you married them. Yet, if you do tshuva of the shayif elayin o mashem, I'm willing to take you back. Said Rabbi Yochanan, you see from here, that when a yid sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorces him. And when the yid sins and finds something else to occupy himself with, he's like the divorced woman that married somebody else. Yet when he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm willing to take you back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzeh grushasai. Fake Rabbi Yochanan, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be machzeh grushasai? It's a lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to be machzeh grushasai. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself be machzeh grushasai? The teretz must be gedoy l'tshuva. Shedoych es lois asay shebetayra. Because when Klai Yisrael does tshuva, the tshuva of Klai Yisrael is doych the lois asay shebetayra. Azoish. Zogt Rabbi Yochanan in Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Kappas Tmarim, one of the Kadmoyim. He wrote a sefer on Masechtas Yuma. It's called Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. And in his Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, he brings Makshim Olam. He says, the Welt asks. So this is already in the 1600s saying that the Welt asks. Right? Makshim Olam is a modern sprach. But this is already hundreds of years ago, the Welt was tumbling with this kasha. This is Rabbi Yochanan said, G'doyle tshuva shadoichas loisa seisha b'tayra. As if there's some chiddush in the midst of tshuva, that tshuva ki b'doicha loisa seisha b'tayra. Freak the Welt. Every assay is doicha lois assay shabbatar. It's a sugi we're learning right now. We're learning the sugi of assay doicha lois assay. Machzeg ushasay is a lois assay. Tshuv is an assay. So of course tshuv is doicha lois assay shabbatar. Every assay is doicha lois assay shabbatar. So where did Rabbi Yochanan see that g'dayla tshuv is doicha lois assay shabbatar? G'dayla tshuv sounds like there's something very unique and very special about tshuv. That tshuv is doicha lois assay shabbatar. So zok to taisu yom kippur in the bal kapis tomorrow. Makshem oilam. May ume the tshuv. So the Kapas Tamarim brings from the Sefer Kesa Nifchar, obviously a Kadmoin, that the Kesa Nifchar said a gewaldige teretz. He said it's true, asay is doicha lois asay. But every asay that's doicha lois asay is when the person that's doing the lois asay is also being mekayim the say. So Ruvein wants to put on a beged. This beged has shatnes. There's also tzitzis on the beged. He's going to put the beged on. He'll violate the lois asay in the Torah of lois silba shanes. But at the same time, he's also being mekayim a mitzvah asay of gedilim tasalach. So his mitzvah that he's doing right now is going to be doicha, his lois asay that he's doing right now of lois silba shanes. But what would be if Reuven's going to do a lois asay, and at that very same time, Shimon's going to be mekayim an asay? Asay doicha lois asay? Of course not. You need the person that's doing the lois asay to also be mekayim da asay. What was the lois asay of tshuva? It's the lois asay of machzer gush asay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divorced Klal Yisrael, v'holcha v'hoysa l'shachar, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's being machzer gush asay. Who's being mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva? It's Klal Yisrael's being mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, mitzad the gedorim of asay doicha lois asay, you can't have a situation where one person does a lav and another person does an asay, and that you're going to say asay doicha lois asay. Muzayin tshuva is different. That by tshuva, it's not only if the same person that's doing the lois asay is doing the asay, do we say asay doicha lois asay. But as long as one person's doing tshuva, even another person could be over a lois asay. Thus is a chiddush in tshuva. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, G'doy l'tshuva, shedoicha lois asay shebetar. So this is the beautiful teretz that the Baal Kapas Tamarim brings in his Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, in Yuma Pei Vav Amidays, in the name of the Kesef Nivchar, to answer this Makshim Olam, this Veltz Kasha, or what was Rabbi Yochanan? Every mitzvah is doicha lois asay shabbatayra. Oh, but the Kapas Tamar asks two kashas on the Kesef Nivchar. We'll mention the second. That is that true? You're telling me that every single asay doicha lois asay is the pshat, that the person that's doing the lois asay is also being mekayim asay? That's not true. He said because one of the most prominent sugyas, if not the most prominent sugya of asay doicha lois asay in Shas, is in case of Yibum. And it's mavur that the say of Yavama Yavay Aleh, the say of Yibum, is doicha a lois asay shebetayra. Where do you see it? You see it from Daf Gimel Dalet Hey Vav and Zayin Masechtas Yavamas, that if asay would be doicha lois asay sheyesh by karis, we would understand why you need Aleh. And you see it again on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says Chayvi Labin Chayletzis V'loy Misya Bemes. Why? Only because of Gzeira Birishayna at the Biyishniyah. But mitzad the gdorim of asay doicha lois asay, you would say asay doicha lois asay by Yibum, just like you would say asay doicha lois asay by all mitzvah sase. Freak the kapas tomorrow. If that's the case, I have a problem. You know what the problem is? He says, who's mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum? Every Yibum, who gets the mitzvah? It says in the Torah, Yavama Yavo Yola. Who has the mitzvah of Yavama Yavo Yola? So the kapas tomorrow, it's pasha. It's the man's mitzvah. Yavama Yavo Yola is talking to the man. It's talking to the Yavam. The Yavam has a mitzvah to go ahead and do Yibum. If you have a chayve lavin, or if you have a lav sheyesh by karis, between a man and a woman, if they engage in this bia that they weren't allowed to engage in, who's over the lois asay? They're both over the lois asay. It's a Gemara. Ironically, Masechtas Yevamos, Dapei Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chein Tanit V'Rabbi Yishmael, Ish Oy Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chatoi Sa Adam, Hish V'Hakasuv, Isha L'Ish, L'Chol Oynshin Shevet Torah. All Lavin, men and women are the same. So if the man gets an Aveira, the woman gets an Aveira. And if the woman gets an Aveira, the man gets an Aveira. It's Zokhti Kapis Tamarim. So if that's the case, how could you say, Asei Doicholoysa, Asei Bayibum? L'Chayra, very good, the man, he has an Asei of Yibum to be Doicho, his Chayvi Lavin. Or his Lav Sheyesh by Karis. Oh, but the woman doesn't have the mitzvah. All she has is the lav. So she has the lav without the mitzvah. How is she going to have the tchiyah? And yet it's clear in Yevamos that Yevama Yava Yaleah is doicha lo yisaseh. What do you see from there? That you don't need that the same person that's doing the lav should be mekayim daaseh. And as long as there's a kiyum aseh happening in this maisa, even if it's not the same person that's doing the lav that's be mekayim daaseh, that would be enough to say aseh doicha lo yisaseh. So zok the kapis tamarim, achashtenish the kesef nifchar. It's beautiful. But it's not true. It's not oiskehalten. Because you see that every assay could be doicha lois assay shabbatoira, even if you don't have that the same person that's doing the lois assay is being makayim da assay. Where do you see it from Yevamos? Because in Yevamos we say assay doicha lois assay, and it's true both for the man and for the woman. And Bishlami, the man, he has an assay to be doicha his lois assay, but she doesn't have an assay to be doicha her lois assay. And afal pi, can you see that there's a sugi of assay doicha lois assay? It's muchach that for assay doicha lois assay, you don't need the same person doing the lav to be mekayim daaseh. If that's the case, it's a rop the case of nichfkar schasha, and it's hodja kushi l'duchte. What was Rabbi Yechonon's chiddush that gedoy l'tshuva shdoicha loisei shebetayra? L'chayra every assay is doicha loisei shebetayra. Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote Hagois on the Kapis Tomorrow, and he wrote Hagois on the Sefer Tos Yom Kippurim as well. So just to have an idea of who the Kapis Tomorrow was, we all know who Rabbi Kiva Eger was. We know less about the Kapis Tomorrow, but Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote Hagois on the Kapis Tamarim Svarim, so that tells you everything you have to know. And Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hagois on the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, he has one comment on this Gemara. And in his comment, he says that the Tosfos Yom Kippurim asked the Bamba Kash on the Kesef Nifchar, but he made one Hanacha that I'm not sure where he got. He said that by every Yivam, it's only the Yavam that gets a mitzvah, but the Yavam is not Mekayim a mitzvah. Kiva Eger said Mechitesa. I don't know how he knew that. How did he know in Svara that Yavama Yava Yaleah is only the Yavam's mitzvah and that it's not the Yavama's mitzvah? Maybe just like the Yavam's Mekayimah mitzvah, the Yavama's also Mekayimah mitzvah. And he says, Ube Emes, Kvega talking, Keimot Sasi Besefer Pnei Yeshua, Al Mesechtis Ksubes Daf Mem, that Toich Tvarev, you can look it up, it's there. In the middle of a shtickle, the Pnei Yeshua says, it's Poshet, that the mitzvah saseh of Yibum is not only the man's mitzvah, but it's the woman's mitzvah as well. So if that's the case, said Rabbi Kivegas Mefurish in the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, the kesef nichgas gerach, that you never say aseh doicha lois aseh if the person that's doing the lois aseh is not being mekayim daaseh. And that's the chiddush of gedoy l'tshuva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the machzor g'shasai, and Klai Yisrael is the one that's doing tshuva. Ah, you have a kasha from Yibum? Yibum, the woman is being mekayim a mitzvah, just like the man is being mekayim a mitzvah. Azoy zok Rabbi Kiveger, this was his comment on the Kapis Tamarim, Tos Yom Kippurim, and Mesechtes Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. In other words, we seem to have a machlokes achroinim. The Kapis Tamarim on the one hand, Rabbi Kiveger and the Pnei Yeshua on the other hand, whether the mitzvah of Yavama Yava Yalel is only the man's mitzvah, or whether it's the woman's mitzvah as well. So the truth is, let's think about this a second. Poshit. Without looking in Svar, if someone would ask you, the mitzvah of Yibum, is it the man's mitzvah or is it also the woman's mitzvah? So just a few thoughts that come to mind immediately. Number one, Yibum is a mitzvah saseh she'in azman gerama. Mitzvah saseh she'zman gerama nashama pturais. Abi Yibum is a mitzvah saseh, has nothing to do with zman. It's a mitzvah saseh she'in azman gerama. So if it's a mitzvah saseh she'in azman gerama, so based on that, l'chayr you think that women are chayv. You can argue that maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is a sif katan in the mitzvah of pru urvu. And pru urvu, women are potter from. So maybe you can make the argument that women should be potter from the mitzvah of Yibum as well. Now, Yibum is a certain type of pru urvu, the Ramban and Parshas Vayeshev, but that's already ein lanu esek ben estaris. Maybe we're being derish time of the Quran already, but for sure it's an ishus to a mitzvah. And if that's the case, and maybe it has a shaykhus to pru urvu, and if we have a din chloli, that women are potter from Pru Urvu, so maybe that would make sense that women should be potter from Yibum. But then you could start tying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, he's the Tan and Chas that holds women are chayv in Pru Urvu. So based on that, maybe you could argue women would be chayv in mitzvahs Yibum as well. So it should be tolling the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike and the Chachamim. I hear. But the truth is, it's even more poshut. Because look at the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Yavama Yava Yale. The pasuk's talking to the Yavam. So if the pasuk's talking to the Yavam, b'chayr, it sounds for sure like it's the Yavam's mitzvah. And Emes is, if you look in
the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah Haseh Min HaTorah Sheyiyabim Odom Eishes Achiv Me'aviv Beimin Anusuin Beimin Aerisin Ameis Beloy Zera Shenemer Uveinein Lo Yivam Ayav Yoleh." The Rambam sounds like he's talking to the man. Mitzvah Haseh Min HaTorah Sheyiyabim Odom. That's the man. Eishes Achiv Me'aviv, his brother's wife. It sounds for sure like we're talking to the man. And if you want to take it even a step further, the Minchas Chinuch, so we know at the end of every single mitzvah, not the Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch himself, so he discusses, right, some of the very, very fine pratim of the mitzvah. Is it Negei men, women, Bezman Hazeh, Bezman Habayis? So at the end of mitzvah's Yibum, says the Chinuch, quote, V'noi heges mitzvah zu b'chol makoyim u'b'chol zman b'scharim. What does he mean, b'scharim? It's a man's mitzvah. It's not a woman's mitzvah. How did he know that? It's pashut, because it says in the Torah, Yavama Yavayola. And that's for sure where the Kapis Tamarim was coming from. Pashut reading the pasuk. It's not mitzvah, say, shas mangaro, ain't as mangaro, it's pashut. The Torah said, Yavama Yavayola. Torah's talking to the Yavam. Torah set up a case, a situation, a maisa, mitzvah, something happened. And now we have to know what to do. The Torah says, Yavam, go ahead and do a maisa bi, it's a dina mitzvah. Torah didn't say anything about the Yavam having a mitzvah. It's mashma that way in the Rambam, it's befurish in the Chinuch. So the emes is, Rav Tzvi Eiger, tain is on the kapis tomorrow. Mehechetes, it's the man's mitzvah. Maybe it's the woman's mitzvah. V'chemach tzasi b'pnei Yeshua k'subas daf mem amar alef. I think muschorishin al Rav Tzvi Eiger v'apnei Yeshua l'hovi arayu to explain. What's the basis to say that this would be a woman's mitzvah and not merely a man's mitzvah? But the emes is, could be there's a more pashut teretz, but it's mefurish in the haflah. The haflah, Rabbi Shalach Sam Sofer, in Mesechtes Ksubas, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. This is the middle of a shtickle. We once spoke out the shtickle for a different reason, but the haflah has a very, very big yisoy. The haflah over there is talking about the mitzvah Birchas Kayanim. So there's a mitzvah that the Kayan has, Kay Savarcha Espenei Yisrael Amor Lahem, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. It's the Kayanim's mitzvah, right? So if somebody asks you, Birchas Kayanim, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Whose mitzvah is it? Of course, it's Pashut. It's the Kayan's mitzvah. Zok the haflah, Nirla Nias Daiti Pashut. Just like there's a mitzvah saseh for a koyein to be mevarech es Yisrael, hocha nami iko mitzvah saseh li Yisrael lehizbarech min hakoyhanim. This mitzvah saseh for a Yisraelim, non-koyhanim, to get gebenched from koyhanim. Just like there's a mitzvah, it says mefurish in the Torah, Daber al Aharon v'Albon v'Leim Merkayus of Aruchas Bnei Yisrael. Torah is talking to the Kohen. There's no shaila who the Torah is talking to. But when the Torah told the Kohen, go ahead and be Mevaruches Yisrael, the Torah also told the Yisrael, make yourself available so that the Kohen could go ahead and bench you. V'chein matzinu b'chol makim, says the Afla. It's a big yisoy. Afal gafte b'Torah ena mefurish atzivui el ala oisa. Very often the Torah will tell the oisa to do something, but it's implied and it's understood that if the oisa needs to come on to someone else to be able to do this mitzvah, that the Torah is not just talking to the Oysa, the Torah means you too. Because at the end of the day, the Oysa can't do it without you. Ha-mitzvah al-shneim. It's always giving me on both. And he said, I'll give you one marshal. Kigoyim b'yavam, like a yavam. It says, yavam ha-yavay aleha. Ha-mitzvah ha-say gam aleha. The mitzvah's on her as well. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Don't come, ha-bivam ha-stavchav. The doich ha-loysa ha-say. Freit ha-flo, ve-hechi ha-veris ha-loysa ha-say. Yem ein ha-mitzvah aleha. How could it be she's over on the loysa if she doesn't have the mitzvah? Come on, she goes to the beginning. Daf me-malaf. Must be. It's mefurish that's the way it is. Then ironically, the flaw says, shuv matzasi mefurish b'sefer charedim. So not Charedim. Shekosav Kain, Shasei Nami Al Yisrael Lizbarach. That Charedim says Mefurish, that the mitzvah Birchas Kainim is not only on the Kayin, but it's also on the Mizbarach. About Kaponim is Mefurish and the Hafla. The Hafla said that the mitzvah Birchas Kainim, even though the Torah is talking to the Kayin, the Torah also means the Yisrael, because if the Yisrael wouldn't make himself available to get the Bracha, then it would be impossible for the Kayanim to be able to make the mitzvah. And what's his Raya? His Raya is Yavamis. Because you see by Yavamis, the mitzvah is on the Yavama just like it's on the Yavam. How do you know it's on the Yavama? Rab Kivegis Taina, the Kasha of the Maxima of the Kesef Nif, the Kasha of the Kapis Tomorrow. Because you see that Aseh is not Doich Alois Aseh unless the person doing the Loisa is Mekayim the Aseh. And yet Aseh is Doich Alois Aseh when it comes to Yibum. Muzayin, that she also has the mitzvah. But where does she have the mitzvah? You're going to tell me because it's a mitzvah Aseh, she ain't as manga Roma? The Torah says Yavama Yavaya. The Torah is talking to the Yavama, it's not talking to the Yavama. Elamai, it's Muchach, that she has the mitzvah. But where does she have the mitzvah? Zoktav Flo, Zayni Yisoy. But that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that we have the Pnei Yeshua and Rab Kiva Eger and the Haflo, Gedoyle, 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 Gedoyle Achrein, who all said the same thing. They all said that even though in the Torah it says Yavama Yavayaleh, and it'd be mashma that it's only the Yavam's mitzvah, but really the Yavama has the mitzvah as well. We also have the sheet of the Kapis Tamarim, where the Kapis Tamarim says, no, Yavama Yavayaleh is only the Yavam's mitzvah. Yavama Yavayaleh is not the Yavama's mitzvah. It's mafurish in the Chinuch. Nayheges mitzvah zu bescharim. Clearly, it's only the Yavam's mitzvah. It's not the Yavam's mitzvah. It's very mashma that way from the Rambam, because the Rambam more as a poisek halacha l'maisa when he lays out the mitzvah. He says mitzvah saseh ala adam sheyabim eshes zochiv. It doesn't say anything about she having a mitzvah. So from the Rambam and the Mechas Chinuch Nemzon and Mitzvah Aleph, that the Rambam sheet is like the Chinuch. That seems like the Rambam sheet is also that it's only the Yavam's mitzvah. It's not the Yavam's mitzvah. At the risk of taking this a little bit too far, just I saw a tshuva from Rabbi Yisrael Chan Inspector, the Kovner Rav. He brings a half of the Geraya from the Cheshbon HaSugya that we've been learning over here in the Sugya of Asei Doichaloi Sasei to one of these two tzadim. And that is the Gemara in Daf Hei, when it was trying to prove whether Asei is Doichaloi Sasei or whether Asei, trying to find another Makar to Asei Doichaloi Sasei. So I brought a Makar from the fact that it says in the Torah, Upas Zekonim Lo Yigalecho. It says, Upas Zekonim Lo Yigalecho, that a Koyen is not allowed to shave his beard. Yet, a Koyen Mitzayra is supposed to cut all the hair on his body, even his beard. So you see that the Asei of Mitzayra is Doicha, the Lois Asei of Upaskanam Loyagalecho. So the Gemara attempted in the Cheshbon of the Gemaras that we're learning, like this is Kedai, that you see from here that Asei is Doicha, Lois Asei. But the Gemara says no Raya. Why? Because the Lois Asei of Upaskanam Loyagalecho is a Lav She'ino Shavu Bakoyel. The reason it's a Lav She'ino Shavu Bakoyel is because only men have the Lav of Upaskanam Loyagalecho, as opposed to women don't have it. So it's true, you have a Makar from here that Asei is Doicha Lav She'ino Shavu Bakoyel, but this wouldn't be a Raya that an Asei could be Doicha, even a Lav that's Shavu Bakoyel. Zok Toisvis. But one thing for sure, you see from here that, from Zakanoi, that an Asei would be doicha, a lav, she'en shava bakoil, from the fact that the assay of teglachas mitzayra is doicha the lois nasei uva pas konam loigalech. Says Toysus, if that's the case, it should emerge a chiddush. What's the chiddush? A koyin has a lois nasei uva pas konam loigalech. But at the same time, a koyin also has an assay of kedoshim yiyu to make sure that he observes all the mitzvahs of kayan. So Toysus says, it comes out that from Zekana, you see not only that an asei is doicha a lav shein neshava bakal, which is obvious because asei is doicha every lois asei, but it's also doicha a lois asei vasei shein neshava bakal. Meaning, asei is doicha lois asei, but it's not doicha lois asei vasei. Abazak Toysvis, from Zekana we should learn that even though asei is not doicha lois asei vasei, but a lois asei vasei shein neshava bakal, that an asei should be doicha. Abazak Toysvis, that's what should come out. Frey Toysis, if that's the case, I have a few kashas. One of the kashas that Toysis asks is from the Sugyan Yavamas Tavchav. The Gemara over there is discussing what happens if an almana would fall a yibum to a kohen gadol. An almana would fall a yibum to a kohen gadol. So, no kohen's allowed to marry a grusha, but a kohen's allowed to marry an almana. A kohen gadol had a special isser that he wasn't allowed to marry an almana. What would happen if almana falls to a kohen gadol? So the Gemara says, Choyletzis v'loy misyabemes. So the Gemara, why? It's pashit. Because ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. The asei of yibum can't be doicha the isra amana l'kohen gadol. Because the isra amana l'kohen gadol is a lois asei. Kohen gadol is not married an amana. It's also an asei because the kohen gadol has to marry a besula. So it's a lois asei vasei. The ein asei doicha lois asei vasei. In other words, just to clarify the point, grusha l'kohen hedyet, the Gemara said, is chaylatzis v'loy misya b'emes, even though asei really is doicha lois asei, because of gzeir b'ir rishayin, ought to be a shniya. It's a din d'rabbana. But almana l'kohen gadol, zok the Gemara, over there, the reason it's chaylatzis v'loy misya b'emes is not mid'rabbana gzeir b'ir rishayin, ought to be a shniya. There it's midairaisa, because the asei of Yibam doesn't have the ability to be doicha the lois asei v'asei of almana l'kohen gadol. Great, it's a kasha. I don't understand. The Gemara says that Asei of Yibum can't be doicha the loisa say vasei of Amon Elokein Gadol. Half of a fella. Amon Elokein Gadol is a lav she'en a shava bakoil. Who has the Isser Amon Elokein? Only a Kohen Gadol. That's as lav she'en a shava bakoil as it gets. It's only negay. The Gemara said if it's negay of men and not women, it's a shava bakoil. This is where it's only negay of the Kohen Gadol. He's the only one that has this lav. This is his exclusive Isser. So it's a lav she'en a shava bakoil. Why don't we say that from Upas Kodom Lo Yigalechu, you see that an Asei is doicha loisa say vasei she'en a shava bakoil. And if that's the case that Asei of Yibum should be doicha the almana l'kohen gadol mitzad Asei being doicha lois Asei v'Asei she'enu shavu bakol azoy freik toisves paskonim lo yichalechu zoloys Asei k'toshim yiyu is an Asei
And yet, you see the Tiglachas Mitzayrus Deicha the Loisa Sevase. The reason we don't stole that suit to call it Terakulo is because the Gemara said it's a Lav Shein Shava Bakoil. So you only have a right that I say is Deicha Loisa Sevase when it's Ein Shava Bakoil. Now we're Shava Bakoil. Okay, Tosfos says, I'm no problem. I'll concede that point. But Hamia, where it's Ein Shava Bakoil, I do have a Makar that I say is Deicha. So Frey Tosfos says, every Yibum should be Deicha Almanel Kain Gadol Mitzad Asay Deicha Loisa Sevase because Almanel Kain Gadol. All it is a Loisa Sevase. So Bazak the Gemara Chelesis, let me say, Abemis Midaira. So by Chayvi Lavin, we had to come on to Xero B. Rishon not to be a Shneel. Oh, but by Chayvi Lavin, that's in its poshit why it's Chayletzis Vlemis Yabemis. Because they not say Doicha Lois, I say Vase. Frey Toises, why not? It's a Lav Shein and Shavu Bakoil. And by Lav Shein and Shavu Bakoil, I say it should be Doicha Lois, I say Vase. We should learn it now from Skona. Frey, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He says, I don't understand. If Reb Tiveger, if the Achroinim are gerecht, that the only time that the mitzvah of Yibum is only Negeya, the Yavam, and it's not Negei the Yavama, the sheet of the Kapis Tamarin, and the sheet ostensibly of the Rambam, and for sure the sheet of the Chinuch. It's only the man's mitzvah, not the woman's mitzvah. So what's Frey Tosfos Akasha? You want to know why the assay of Yibum is not Doicha the Lois assay v'assay of Amor Lekoin Gadol? Hagam Amor Lekoin Gadol is a Lav Shein Neshava Bakoil? I'll tell you why. Because the assay of Yibum is also a Neshava Bakoil. Because it's only Negei Yisharim, it's not Negei in the Kavis. And that's Poshit Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, that the whole Maila of Eino Shavu Bakoil and Tchiyo is Avifel Da Asei is Shavu Bakoil, and the Lav, or the Lois Asei Vasei is Eino Shavu Bakoil. So there we would say that even though ordinarily Asei is not Doicha Lois Asei Vasei, but if the Asei is Shavu Bakoil and the Lois Asei Vasei is Eino Shavu Bakoil, over there it would be able to be Doicha. But what if the Asei is Eino Shavu Bakoil, just like the Lois Asei Vasei is Eino Shavu Bakoil? Then it's Hodor Dina, it's a regular Asei, Lois Asei Vasei, the Eino Asei, Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. Right? The Eino Shavu Bakoils cancel each other out, just to simplify it. You have an Asei on one side, a Lois Asei Vasei on the other side, the Eino Asei, Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. So Rabbi Yitzchak, it's poshut, that the whole Maila of Asei, where it can be Doicha Lav Shein Shavu Bakoil, even where it's a Lois Asei Vasei, is a Vifel that Asei is Shavu Bakoil. So I have an Asei that's Shavu Bakoil, that's a Maila and Asei. The Lois Asei Vasei, as much as Lois Asei Vasei is a huge deal, up it's Eino Shavu Bakoil, no. Good, so over here Asei can be Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. But what if the Asei is the Zelba Eino Shavu Bakoil, it's the same Chesaron of Eino Shavu Bakoil. So it's Pashit, it should be no different than a regular Asei that can't be Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. Yet Tosfos was bothered tremendously with this Kasha. So Zok Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, amid the Hiksha Tosfos came, from the fact that Tosfos asked this Kasha, and Tosfos made a huge deal about this Kasha, it's poshut, it's mefurish to me, said Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, it's half of a fell. This is an Ein Yitzchak, Madura Tinyana, Evena Ezra, Simon Samich Beis, Anaf Aleph. But either way, this is where this piece is. So Zok Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, that it's poshut from Tosfos Kasha, that Tosfos held that Yibum is Shavu Bakoil. And if Yibum is Shavu Bakoil, must be women Achayiv and Yibum, just like men Achayiv and Yibum. And this is a raya to Rabbi Kiveger, and to the Pnei Yeshua, and to the Afla, and maybe to the gracious Svara of the Afla, that even though the Torah is only talking to the Yavam, it's not talking to the Yavama. It says Yavama, Yavah, Yalev. But at the end of the day, Yavam can't do the Yibum without the Yavama. And because the Yavam can't do the Yibum without the Yavama, so that means the Torah is essentially telling the Yavama also, Yavam, you have a mitzvah, and Yavama, you have a mitzvah as well. And even though it's not Mefurish talking to the Yavama, but it's implied that it means the Yavama as well, and that's why the Yavama is going to end up having the same mitzvah that the Yavam has. But the bottom line is, we started the sugya, and we said that it's mefurish in the sugya of Asei Deicha Lois Asei in the beginning of Yevamis, and it's even more mefurish on Davchav, that just like we say Asei Deicha Lois Asei with all mitzvahs, we say Asei Deicha Lois Asei when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam as well. And then we said, what's the chiddush, Shavad? You always say Asei Deicha Lois Asei. Why would Yibam be different? The Teretz is a big reason why Yibum would be different. And that is because Yibum, there's makom to say that the mitzvah of Yibum is only the man's mitzvah. But the Isner, any Yisurei Pia that's going to take place b'shas Yibum, will be the man's mitzvah and it will be the woman's mitzvah. And maybe the only time you say Asei Doicha Lois Asei is when the same person doing the Lois Asei is also doing the Asei. But if one person's doing the Asei and the other person is doing the Lois Asei, maybe that's not going to be the case. So there's a greater sad to say that even though ordinarily I say Doicha Lois Asei, maybe Yibum is different. Because by Yibum there's an inherent issue. And that is, maybe it's only the Yavam that's doing the mitzvah, not the Yavam. And if that's the case, maybe you can't say I say Doicha Lois Asei. Oh, but the Teretz says it's Mefurish, you do say I say Doicha Lois Asei by Yibum. And what's Takid of Shah? And what emerges from the Gedolei Achrayinim is that you have to say one of two Chedushim. There's one of two Chedushim that you're Mechuyev to Shpar. From the fact that you say Asei Doicha Lois Asei when it comes to Yibum. Other Achidish in Yevamis, other Achidish in Asei Doicha Lois Asei. The chiddush in Yevamos would be that just like the man has a mitzvah, so too the woman has a mitzvah. Kimavur Reb Kiva Eger, and in the Pnei Yeshua, and in the Hafla. That you would have to say it's not just the man's mitzvah. Also, either Torah says Yevamah Yavah Yalev, but being that the Yevamah is needed in order to do the mitzvah, so it's as if the Torah is telling the Yevamah, you have a mitzvah as well. Oye Shloimar. Another way you can go is to say a chiddush not in Yevamos. Maybe the Yevamah doesn't have a mitzvah, but to say a chiddush and I say Daichalois, I say. Like the Kapas Tamarim said in his Tais Yom Kippurim in Yuma Daf Pei Vav in the base. And that is that although it's true that in this Dechiyah, it's only the man that has the mitzvah, she doesn't have the mitzvah, but at the same time, being that there is a Dechiyah taking place, there is a mitzvah that's happening at the same exact time that she's doing this lav, this is not just an ordinary lois asay that's taking place, but this is a lois asay that's happening b'shas maisa, with where one of the parties is being mekayim a mitzvah, and maybe that would be enough to say, asay doicha lois asay, other achidish in yevamis, other achidish in asay doicha lois asay, but either way, achidish, and that was the point, that even though mitzad asfar, you'd say, of course you say, asay doicha lois asay, don't you always say, asay doicha lois asay, no, there's grace of chidushim going on over here. I will stop here.